You know, that's the problem here. That's the whole problem. People confuse reality with the real thing. And we go beyond that. We take something that is real to us, that is genuine, that gives us the experience of reality. The other guys just go along on a horse. We go somewhere that no one else goes. When we come back, we're changed. We're resurrected.
This is America. And it's about as American as you can get. We're in cowboy country, a forgotten corner of the old Southwest, at a time not far in the future. I've come here to meet a man who was once a legend of the Old West and who's now a model of the new economy. His name? Jerry Truesdale. Well, looking around outside the car, there's every species of cacti you can imagine, and you can see the tumbleweed rolling across the road, the windscreen covered in the dead, splattered insects, and behind us a great trail of dust. And I'm looking for something of a hideaway. It's a signpost that should be up ahead on the right of us, and yes, I can see it now, the old cast iron sign for the what was once known as the Double R, the Resurrection Ranch. Well, we've pulled up here and there is the most amazing array of luxury cars in the old Ranch Corral in front of me. I can see at least three Porsches out there, Mercedes, and I think at the back there's even a Rolls-Royce Silver Shadow. Okay, let's go and have a look. I've come here to meet Mr. Jerry Truesdale, and he said he'd be around at the front of the ranch. Mr. Truesdale, is that you? Hello.
You must be Miss Crompton.
Hi, yes, I'm Virginia Crompton from the BBC.
Right. It's good that you could make the journey and see what we're doing here.
Thanks very much for inviting me up here. And I must say, looks like every inch a ranch, but inside the corral you don't have horses, you have luxury cars.
Well, the clients that we get here at the ranch are not really interested in the horses, but they do want to ride, and we're gonna show you a little bit more about that. And right now I'm going to hook you up with our corral boss, Kat Slade. She's going to show you around.
Thanks very much.
Hey, Kat.
Don't fence me.
Hi, I'm Kat Slade, and my official title is Corral Boss, but what the guests really know me as best is I'm the top program coordinator. I am the program coordinator. I design the full program from start to finish for the guests that are here, and most of them I know pretty well. And I've been with Jerry Truesdale for, my goodness, like 15, 20 years. I started riding here first when it was the old Double R. And then when it changed over, that's when I got my big title. So I'm going to take you through, and we're going to start by going around the corner here. So first, what we're doing is we're coming down the hallway of the changing rooms. This is like a big, giant dressing room, you know, like when you go to those lingerie shops and they have those fancy kind of dressing rooms. Well, we have separate dressing rooms for each of our guests. So after I show you where we go to get the outfits, the costumes kind of thing, and the hat and the boots, then the gentlemen will come back in here and spend some time
getting their gear on.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a really important part of the steps. We take all of their accoutrements, and then they come and they spend quite a bit of time in here rearranging and deciding if it's just going to be right for, you know, their mood. It's so much about their imagination. And
I would say the most outstanding ride I have had so far, and I don't know that I can excel it, though perhaps that's possible, is the Galahad ride. The ride on my steed Galahad with the golden mane and with the kind of armor that I sort of like, the armor plating on the nose to protect it in case of assault. It's the kind that was used in jousting, and I feel completely at home on this kind of steed.
Kat, it looks to me, these look to me like, well, like stables.
That's exactly what they are. They're pretty much intact. See, like, the doors slide the same way. Oh, we even have a bucket of hay here. Yeah, that's exactly what they were. And we have blankets so that we use the blankets instead of for the horse. We put them up to create more privacy because some of the guests, you know, they want to have privacy.